Hello, everybody. Hey, it's Cal Banyan back for another one of our, podcasts and combination Meet the Pros program. Guess what? This time I'm so excited to have James Ramey back with us. Let me tell you a little bit about what we're doing here before I get right into the information. Probably you saw the video blog podcast thing that we did last week with Celeste Hackett, and we're doing the same thing. I'm on the phone with James Ramey, and we've got a video camera at me, we got a video camera at him, then we pull it all together, get it edited together like a nice little show like you're seeing now. And our man John Rollins here at our center pulls it all together, and so this is kind of new for us still. It's only our second video interview like this, but I've got a really good feeling about it that it's going to go well. Okay, this video podcast is brought to you by CalBanyan.com, BanyanHypnosisMall.com, and our brand new OurHypnoSpace.com free web space, websites, and blogs for hypnotists. Well, with no further ado, let me tell you that if you're watching this video somewhere else besides those three websites, like, for example, YouTube, Blip TV, you're missing out a little bit, because what we're going to do is any references to material on the web, links, that kind of thing, it's going to be placed right down there underneath this video. So go to calbanyan.com, is a good place, or ourhypnospace.com to get all the links and text that go below the video. All right, well, I'll tell you what, back in 1996, when I was first going professional in this profession of hypnotism, I started learning about, you know, through third parties, the Secort state and the ultra depth process. And as soon as I could, I got myself in a class with James Ramey, and I got to get a lot of this information firsthand. I got my certification. At the beginning level as an ultra-depth process practitioner. And since then, I've done an interview with James Ramey, and I'm really excited to have him back again to do it again, this time with a video so you can see what he looks like and all that good stuff. From time to time, you'll see me looking down. I'm looking at my clipboard. I want to make sure that I get all the questions in. Well, let me tell you, before I hand this over to James Ramey, and I've got a whole slew of questions I'm going to be asking him, let me tell you, James Ramey is the expert on the ultra-depth process. The other people might say they're the expert, but he's the one that trained under Mr. Secort so that he could find out exactly what it's done. He knows he's doing the right thing, and perhaps he's even pushed the technology a little bit further. So with that, let me tell you that I'm going to have James start off by saying a little bit about himself. He mentioned that he's not here in California right now. I think he's in Arizona. And then give us a little background on how he got into hypnosis and then the ultra-depth process. Are you there, James?
Yes, I am, Cal.
Good. Tell us, everybody, where you're at right now, and then a little bit about how you got into the profession.
Well, right now I am in Sedona, Arizona, and which profession? Hypnosis or ultra-depth?
I think that's a good point. Why don't you do it in chronological order?
Well, I got involved in hypnosis years ago because of my psych professor, who told me I was on the wrong path and sent me to Walter Secort, where I took my first basic course from him after seeing some kind of remarkable things happen in a classroom that he allowed me to attend before actually taking any formal training. And of course, he also taught me some things to do, which I did, and it really caught my interest because it was like working miracles. And of course, then he allowed me to enroll into a class and take full training. And at that time, Walter already knew that I wanted to do this, but he had to really wet my whistle, so to speak, sort of give me a big fish to chew on before I could get the whole ball of wax. And what it did for me was whet my appetite so much that I kept wanting to go beyond what was being taught in the classrooms. And of course, it led to many other things. Eventually, it led to me getting my first subject. I say subject at that time because I didn't have any clients yet. I was still learning. But I got my first subject in what we called back then the ultra depth. And I was really not quite sure what was going on. And of course, eventually I did learn, did understand, and it took a lot for me to really come to Mr. Secourt and tell him what I you know, how things were working with me. He was the master, I was just an apprentice, and I felt like the sorcerer's apprentice. I was always afraid that I would have tons of brooms and buckets all over the place and just flooding out the place, and was very careful of what I was doing. But he allowed me to go right ahead and just coached me, and he knew what was happening. And of course, my first ultra-depth subject I achieved was when I was still in my basic training. And as time went on, I got more and more interested in these deeper states than what I was learning about in my basic hypnosis class. So over the years, the training became different. He trained me differently. He would pull me aside on things. He would have me come to different classes, and many times just him and I would sit and talk, and I'd watch him work with someone. He'd have me sit right next to him while he would work, and that's where most of my training really, where I really learned things. It was where it was an individual thing with Walt. I had no clue back then what was going to happen in the future, which is now the past, and where he would eventually turn it over to me. And when he did, it was quite emotional, and he just asked me to promise to teach them well. So of course, that was my goal, was to create a really good training. And throughout the years, I found that it was very difficult to reach people. I would have someone, say, in the Middle East, another person somewhere in Europe, another one or two people in the U.S., and they would all want trainings, but none of them would, we couldn't settle on a place. I did have some trainings at different places where people in the U.S. would come together, and of course, you know, we did have that one training at the Guild, but there were many other people who wanted me to come to different places, but it was not enough of a group for me to be able to afford to go. So of course, I created that which you know as the DVD in-home study course.
Okay, so we're going to get into this about, you know, the different kinds of training programs you offer. I'm still curious to learn a little bit more about the Secourt state and why even anyone would even, you know, want to learn about this. What's the difference? Like, we're using a couple of terms here. We're using the Secourt state, and we're also saying ultra-depth process. Can you give the viewers an idea what the difference between the two is?
Well, let's talk a little bit about what the ultra-depth process offers. First of all, it offers the practitioner the ability to not only define specific levels of depth, but to be able to reproduce those depths over and over within an individual with a single word. Each word would define a particular level of depth. And what we have in the ultra-depth process, we start off with profound somnambulism. Not light, not medium, but profound somnambulism. This is our first goal, is to anchor that in with the single keyword. Then our next level of depth we work with is what we call the Esdaile state, which is named after Dr. James Esdaile. Many people, many practitioners out there know it. They've heard the term hypnotic coma. Myself, I don't like the term, don't like to use it, stopped using it years ago when I read quite a bit about Dave Ellman in his book, and he mentions it there. He called it the Esdaile state. So I continued from that point calling it that. And of course, this is a very important level of depth, because those who are involved in any kind of hypnoanesthesia, this level of depth provides general anesthesia without ever giving any suggestions for it. Of course, the subject who is experiencing the state, they cannot verbally respond, they cannot move the body, because they do have general anesthesia. Now, those who go even further, we have the next and the final depth called the Secourt state. the reason why we call it the Secord state, it was discovered and developed by Walter A. Secord. And of course, when Walter was working with subject to his, Mary Borghese, this is who he discovered this depth with. Now, I know this depth to be something else as well. I'm sure many of people who are watching out there, they are aware of Edgar Cayce. Now, Edgar Cayce, we all know that he spoke to his wife, and his secretary would record, would write down the answers as well as the questions that was going on. And Edgar Cayce was able to help a lot of people heal naturally from different ailments. And he made a statement once that knowledge that came from him came from his subconscious. And the reason why the answers and questions were written down, Edgar Cayce never recalled any of it. And of course, the Secord state provides the exact same thing. Not only does it provide that, but it also provides general anesthesia. But there's one more gift with that: rapid healing. Healing between 6 and 10 times faster than normal. These are just some of the gifts of the state, but there's many other applications for it. And when Edgar Cayce said that it comes from his subconscious, not only does that state provide that connection to that subconscious, but if that particular subconscious chooses, they can communicate verbally with the operator, with the practitioner. So when we talk about the ultra-depth process, it is a process that actually stages a person into profound somnambulism, the Esdail state, and finally the Secord state. Each level is able to be reproduced with a single word for each level, and then we also teach the individual how to exit from any of the levels with yet another single word. Now the words are different, so each one denotes a different thing. Now, one of the things that's very fascinating about this is that once the individual who has been staged, the practitioner can turn over, and they do usually because it's part of the training, to turn over those keywords to be utilized by that individual anytime they choose. So actually it puts the responsibility back into the hands of the client for their well-being.
Okay, so you know, that's exactly, you know, the what I got from the class is, you know, when I was at the NGH convention and took a class with you, and that, you know, really there's a process that you call the ultra-depth process that involves hypnosis at first at, you know, the profound somnambulism level, then into the Esdail state, and then finally into the Secord state. And what I noticed right away is, even though people were trying to teach me, not you, but other people were trying to teach me that the Secord state was a state of hypnosis, I recognized immediately that it wasn't, because hypnosis is a state of heightened suggestibility. And that's one of the main differentiating features between hypnosis and the Secord state. Have I got that right, James?
You certainly do, Cal. That's exactly right.
And that gives some advantages, right, with the ultra-depth state, because you can't lead the client. It should cause the removal of any kind of, like if you did some regression work of erroneous memories or confabulated past life regression and stuff like that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Fill us in on that a little bit.
Yes, I can. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you asked that. First of all, the way we do regression utilizing the ultra-depth process is a reverse staging technique where we actually slow down the process in bringing them, it seems like we're bringing them back into somnambulism. We use the same words we would use in reverse to bring them into somnambulism from the Secord state. And then we go through the normal pattern to send someone back. But actually what occurs is the actual personality from another time that they've lived surfaces. And they will open the eyes of that person. they're the other personality. And to the practitioner who's just learning, it almost seems like that the personality is seeing them in another time period. And actually what's taken place is that the other personality now has surfaced. The present personality has, in a sense, stepped aside, and you're talking to a person who once lived a long, long time ago. You cannot trick or fool them. There's no confabulated events taking place. You can ask questions, and you get answers that are incredible. You talk about a history lesson. This is very clear, and it's quite unique the way it works.
Yeah, and I think that's... A lot of people don't get that information that really it sounds like, and again, straighten me out if I'm wrong, is that once you make the connection to this altered state of consciousness that we're calling the Saccord state, you really make a soul connection. You get into that higher consciousness, and then you're really working at a higher order than most hypnotists are working at. Is that right?
That's correct. You're actually, you know, we use the term higher self. You've addressed that. You've accessed that higher self of that individual. And like I said, if they choose, they will speak to you, and they will offer you just about any question that you can ask, that you can think of. They can answer you, and they'll answer you truthfully. If they feel that you're not privy to that information, they'll tell you so. And it's quite unique because you are talking to, I think that another good term is the God self of that individual.
Well, that's really exciting. Now, I know that the only problem with ultra depth and with the Saccord state is not enough hypnotists know about it. And it looks like to me that this process would very easily fit into just about any hypnotist or hypnotherapist practice. They could just like take it to the next level. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Right now I have several graduates who are having a blast with it. They've incorporated with all their other techniques and therapies they're using. They said that it has enhanced the quality of their work. They're getting referrals like crazy. I just love some of the reports back I'm getting because what they're learning to do with it. It's incredible. It really is. It's something that I feel every practitioner out there really needs to know.
So now I know we're talking about spiritual stuff, and you know, those who really know me know that I'm a spiritual guy, and I teach the seven path, which is a mind, body, spirit approach to self-hypnosis and all that. So I'm perfectly comfortable with that. But does this translate into having a more successful hypnotherapy practice in terms of being able to help more people, have more clients, and you know, monetarily be more successful as well?
Well, let's look at it this way. If you get results for someone that are long-lasting and they have a very profound experience, aren't they going to go out and tell a lot of other people? So if that occurs, isn't this going to bring in more income for that practitioner? Because word of mouth really is one of the best sources of advertising that you can have. It's a no cost, and you have such wonderful referrals from the people who are getting results. So yes, it's going to build a much larger client base, and the results will speak for themselves.
Beautiful. And so actually, when you think about becoming certified in the ultra-death process and learning how to achieve the Saccord state, then it's really a big investment in your practice. And so it's really worth thousands and thousands of dollars. Is that right?
Well, Cal, I like to say you really can't put a value on it. The little bit that the course and the training cost, it really doesn't add up to the increased experience, the increased knowledge, the increased clientele. It's it's a drop in a bucket compared to what it can do for a practice once the practitioner becomes proficient with the process.
And I really don't want to get into dates of classes and prices of classes, because it's going to vary depending on whether you're in France or London or Australia or at our center, and I don't want this video to go out of date. But anyone watching this video, go to calbanion.com or ourhypnospace.com. Look right down there underneath the video, and you'll see links to information and get you the most updated information on this. James, I'm wondering, can anyone who is hypnotizable, which is just about everybody of normal intelligence who's not mentally ill and that kind of stuff, can everyone with some work get into the Secord state and utilize the ultra-depth process?
Yes, any individual who can enter an altered state, which is going into hypnosis, can eventually be conditioned, and it is a conditioning process, can be conditioned to be able to achieve the Secord state. Some individuals do get there faster than others. I've seen where some was able to achieve it in 3 days, but become usable within maybe by the fifth day, where others it may take months before they finally actually achieve the Secord state and it be usable.
That's really good news, because, you know, I was under the impression, at least maybe that was information we had years and years ago, that not everybody could achieve the ultra depth, go through the ultra depth process and get the Secord state. So has the technology improved, or has it just always been that way?
Well, the technology, Cal, has always been there. The only thing is, we didn't understand it. It took a lot of work between myself and Kimberly Miles to be able to work this out and fully understand the technology. Now we understand that since everybody who goes to sleep at night, each and every one of those individuals can achieve the Secord state because they already do. So all we're doing is teaching them how to be how to go through a process that is automatic, how to do it through a systematic method. And that's what makes it so unique, because once we teach them the systematic method, they can do it again on their own, just like they do when they fall asleep naturally.
You know, I'm wondering, so everyone can you know, abnormal intelligence, healthy person, you know, who's willing to follow instructions and that kind of thing, can achieve the Secord state. What about the hypnotherapist? Is there any, or hypnotist, is there any prerequisites that they need to already have learned before they can go to your course or to take your distance learning course?
Yes, there's a whole list of prerequisites. First of all, we start up with, you have to have an open mind. You have to be flexible. You have to be willing to set aside the things you learned so you can take a look at this material. Then when it's all over with, then it's up to that particular practitioner to be able to pull it all together. So there's the prerequisites, an open mind, a willingness to learn.
Okay, so they don't have to already be a master hypnotist or a psychologist or a nurse or anything like that, right?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I've even taken people who knew nothing about hypnosis and taught them this process as a practitioner. They became very proficient. Then they went out and learned traditional hypnosis, and they excelled at that as well. So, you know, it's not that you have to be a master at this, or you have to be a doctor or a scientist or a rocket scientist, because the process itself, once you, as you go through it, you say, well, gee, this is so simple. And it really is a simple process. But we found by sticking to the process, this is what makes it so user-friendly and so reproducible.
Beautiful. Hey, if someone really took seriously the study of what you teach, how long would it take for someone to be proficient and to be an ultra-depth practitioner?
Well, that's a good question, Cal. It really depends upon the individual. I tell those who are already in a practice to work with your clients. Let them be your subjects. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be charging them, but what it means is they're going to be the people you're going to be practicing with. And the more they work with their clients to practice these techniques, the more proficient they're going to become at a much sooner time. If an individual really works at it, works diligently with every single client they have, this should be, I'd say within a few weeks they will become, have a good level of proficiency, and within, say, a month or two, a very high level of proficiency. Now, if they're just going to, say, work with this client here and then wait maybe 10, 12 clients, maybe go at it again, well, no, they're not going to have the level of proficiency that's really needed. There's several practitioners now who have graduated, and they used every single client that came into their door to utilize the time to practice with. And each one of those clients actually benefited from what they were doing. So it's a win-win scenario right here, that the practitioner gains a lot of knowledge and proficiency, and that clients themselves benefit from it.
Great. Hey, I just want to let the people who are watching this video know that in this interview, we're not really going in that much into the history of how UltraDepth was discovered. Well, in the previous interview I did with James, we really went into that, and that is available in the Meet the Pros section of the website, BanyanHypnosisMall.com, and he goes into how this was discovered and a lot more of the history. We didn't want to just cover the same information in this video, but maybe take it a little bit further. I'm wondering, James, if you could tell me a little bit, what do you wish people in the profession of hypnotism really knew about UltraDepth? Maybe there's some misconceptions out there.
Yes, Cal, there is something that I'd like to address about that. I know that there is a different practitioners out there in the field with their opinions about it, and most of them, you know, are not accurate. I would like people, instead of just, you know, making statements that are erroneous, to really take the training. If you're going to form an opinion, take the training first. Then you have, you're coming from a place of education, a place of experience, instead of just hearsay. I would love for every practitioner out there who has anything to say about it to really take the training and learn. Now the opinion they form is an educated opinion, and now they have something valuable to say, and I'm sure they're going to change their tone about it. It's an amazing process, and what can be found is, it's just amazing what happens with this. It really makes a person become very humble.
I think it's really great that you're, you know, really working so hard to get the word out there about the truth about the Secord State, and for example, the articles you write for our e-zine on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall and such. It's funny that here we're doing this high-tech stuff, and the thing that we're having the most trouble with is the low-tech stuff on the phone. Sometimes I'm having trouble hearing James, and sometimes he's having trouble hearing me. Wow, you know, you never know. We're just going to keep rolling along, and, you know, it's just, you just have to have a sense of humor about this stuff. So I was just telling everybody, I'm so glad that, you know, you're working so hard to get the information out there about this. And I'm wondering if you could tell us just a couple, because we're going to run out of time here. We didn't want this to go on forever. Tell us how UltraDepth and the Secord State can help people, maybe how it's helped you, or how it's helped people that, you know, that you've worked with. I want to hear some stories.
You'd like to hear some stories, like what's happened with it? Should I talk about, let's talk about one of my graduates who had a client who had to have dental surgery. And it was quite unique because this person broke a tooth. They had to be rushed to the dentist right away. And of course, the practitioner went with them. And the person that who had broke the tooth, they were already staged, so that made it very easily to perform what had to be performed. Well, once they got to the dentist's office, of course, the dentist said, okay, what would you like for anesthesia? How do you want to handle that? And of course, the individual said, oh no, we'll do it our way. And the dentist was a little surprised. So the practitioner said to the friend, well, okay, are you ready? And the person got comfortable, nodded their head. And of course, then the practitioner said one word and then said to the dentist, okay, you can begin. And the dentist said, well, how about the anesthesia? And the practitioner said, well, it's already installed. He said, well, you know, doesn't it take some time? He said, no, the anesthesia has already taken hold. Go ahead. And the dentist was, you know, very nervous about this because what had happened, the tooth had actually broken right on the nerve. So the dentist knew that there was going to be a real problem. Anyway, that's what he believed. However, what turned out was quite remarkable. In the process, the practitioner learned very well that when bleeding occurs and when during the time a person is at this level of depth, all you have to say is stop bleeding. And of course, it stops instantly. And that's exactly what took place. The individual, the gum started to bleed. The practitioner knew that that had to stop so that the dentist could have a dry socket. And of course, the practitioner said, stop bleeding. And the dentist looking over at the practitioner, looked a little puzzled, didn't know what was going on, went ahead and said, what's going on? Said, well, you know, you need a dry socket, don't you? Well, the gum began to bleed, and I realized that's what you needed. And so the practitioner said, don't you think you should clean it up? So the dentist took a swab and was swabbing the tooth and cleaning it up, and it took another swab and was a little puzzled because no more blood was coming. And then it was relayed to me that the dentist said, now, how did you do that? I didn't see you do anything. And the practitioner just said to the dentist, I didn't do anything. This wonderful person did that. And he said, well, I thought they had anesthesia and they were out of it. And the practitioner said, they are, but another part of them knows what I'm saying. And when it was all over with and the dentist was done, and of course, he proceeded very cautiously. He couldn't believe that this was happening because he expected all kinds of trauma to occur. The dentist was amazed because once he said he was done, the practitioner said one word and the individual surfaced and said to the dentist, well, doc, when are we going to begin?
So tell me a little bit about what you see the future of the ultra depth process and anything else you'd like to do to wrap up this interview.
Cal, what I see in the future, as a matter of fact, earlier today an opportunity occurred, and all the practitioners out there right now have the opportunity to be right on the cutting edge. Ultra depth, it looks like it's going to be going to Prague. It may be going to other places. It's important to know that if the practitioners themselves get this now, they will be ahead of the game. I see it now, right now, the way it is, the practitioners have, all hypnosis practitioners has the opportunity to get this training and take it to the next step. I can't do it all. Kimberly Miles, who works very close with me, she can't do it all. The both of us working together, we're also working with a physician, Dr. Carrasco, to validate many of Mr. Secord's discoveries so we can pass this information on. But where it's going is phenomenal. We're at the tip of the iceberg with this, and it's just amazing. It looks like we may be able to get different parts of the medical community interested in these things through the help of Dr. Carrasco and a few other physicians who have a great interest in this. And if it goes to where I think it's going to go, well, it's going to be phenomenal. The practitioners out there, get their hands on this now, become proficient at it, they will probably become very much in demand. I'd like to say that, you know, anyone interested in this process, if you will take the time to take the training, you will learn a very special gift, a very special tool that will take you beyond what you're used to with what you're doing with hypnosis. It doesn't replace hypnosis. It works along with hypnosis. They work hand in hand together. It enhances everything you do. So please take a good look at this. Think about it. It's a wonderful adjunct to what you're already doing. I thank you all for listening and I'm viewing this. I'm sorry with the technical problems we were having. I hope you all enjoyed it, and Cal, back to you.
You know what? If you're ready to take your hypnotherapy practice or your hypnosis practice to the next level, and you really want to get into something special, then you need to look into this. We've got more information for you. Go to calbanion.com. We've also got the e-zine, the Banyan Hypnosis e-zine at www.banyanhypnosismall.com. And also, James Ramey keeps a ultra-depth group where there's people talking and learning about ultra-depth on our new hypnotist network, ourhypnospace.com. And if you have any questions about where you can get training, be it at our location or any other place that James Ramey may be teaching ultra depth and the Secort state, just give us a call at 1-800-965-3390. Again, that's 1-800-965-3390. And then, of course, if you're in the area, there's 714-714, that is area code, 258-8380 here in Orange County. Okay, well, that's it. Thanks again for checking us out. This is Cal Banyan getting ready to ring the bell. People want to see my bell. I get emails say, what the heck are you ringing? There it is, my bell. Cal Banyan, signing out.